happening.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, September the 16th, a Friday!
You can tell it's Friday for
Friday.
You!
Where's the appropriate Friday music, Just Bob?
What is it?
Just don't try and make anything up here. Don't even try to say anything. Just try to find some appropriate music.
Okay.
There will be appropriate music. Yeah.
Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. You know, that chat pack is already loading up the chat pack. And then the people that are writing here, gosh, Sungold and Sharon, and gosh, it's just going, Angel, it's just going for
can
it.
Can I say something?
Well, can I just finish?
Okay.
Can I have 1 minute?
Take a breath.
1 minute.
All right.
What was it going to be about?
Sungold.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Sungold is one of the people that's in the chat room all the time, and we had the pleasure of seeing Sungold. Because
running into her.
And her husband.
Yes. Ian,
up at Ensemble's last night.
We took some friends, and you're going to get to meet this very, very interesting. You know, there's never enough time to really, like, God, let me hear all about it. And you'll meet him later. But anyway, so we took them out to Ensemble's. They just drove in from San Francisco, from the East Coast. And, I mean, they flew in from the East Coast, San Francisco, so they're here. We pick them up. They were staying at the Riverside Retreat, which is a beautiful place that my friend Rhonda Culp owns. And they have, they're just very sweet. Drove them out to Ensemble's. And Thursday night's pizza night. Okay, I have to tell you, score. So not only was it great to see Sungold and her friends and her husband, she's just she's a bright light. And so anyway, we had, actually I brought home the pizza, you're going to laugh. What I didn't eat last night, I had this morning. Because I happen to like the next day pizza too.
Linda's big on cold pizza.
I woke up this morning, Carl, what do you want? Hard-boiled egg and some tomato. I said, you know, I'm just going to reach in
why
there and
you
have
just
a...
just tell them everything I
I'm
say.
I'm going to have morning. A pizza,
oh,
pizza.
And then you even make it in voices. What? You even make it in voices where, oh, I think I'll just this. And you know, what if I had said, really, hey, honey, I'll just have some hard-boiled eggs, some VA juice, and a kiss from you.
Well, we start with a kiss. That's true. 60 degrees right now if you're just tuning in. We have a beautiful weather. This whole weekend is going to be spectacular. Sunny today with a high of 86, mostly clear tonight with a low of 58. Sunny, you know, Carl doesn't know how to whisper.
I'm trying to talk to Bob, you know, and it's like I'm sitting here go, Wells Fargo, Wells Fargo, and he's looking at me like Snooki looks at me sometimes, you know, and I'm trying to explain, you know.
Well, I'm on my flow
the
here.
Of relativity
they're coming
here.
In, and they'll be here in a second. So mostly clear tonight with a low of 58. Tomorrow we're going to have 88, so this is a perfect time to get out there. Fall is in the air. We know that fall is going to be happening this next week. And today, because it's Friday, I started pulling out all my tickets. I got the monster truck tickets. I've got masquerade murder tickets. We're going to talk to you about Bark and Wine and so many other things, events that are happening. Wait, and
May I?
Yeah.
We've got Bill Taggart, the gent I was talking about, a friend of mine, but also is a heads up the international divisions and a number of military divisions for a company called
Trigicon
that provides the optics for our military. And then Eric Wittstrom's coming in at 8 o'clock. He's going to be talking about the economy, and everybody should be listening to this one because the economy, what's happening, what's going on with it, what can we look forward to? What about this new jobs bill, this thing that's dead on arrival, the Democrats just killed? And we want to talk about, when we get back, we want to talk about Dakota Myers. Just a couple other things about this young Marine that won that Medal of Honor. Then there's, you know, we're talking about the Siskiyou County. Then has become first. Siskiyou County has got a first. And it's not a great first, and we'll talk about that, too.
But first, let's go to Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo moment. Good morning. What's happening in the market?
So far, stocks are extending a weekly rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 68 points at 11,502. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1216. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 12 points at 2619. Some of the day's biggest movers, Ford is down a nickel at $10.58. Alcoa is up a penny, trading at $11.99. And American Express is positive 48 cents at 49.48. Turning to local stocks of interest, Costco is up 91 cents at $83.92. Safeway is down 21 cents at $18.11. And Target is up $1.06, trading at $52.76. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is steady with a yield of 2.10%. And turning to commodities, gold is up $8.90 an ounce at $17.90.30 an ounce. Silver is up 63 cents at $40.14. Crude oil is down 23 cents at $89.17 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks very much, Susan. And we really look forward to our updates every day about what the stock market's doing, especially since, you know, it really is such a roller coaster. It's you don't have that same story every day. In fact, it changes between 1 hour and the other, too. We got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's happened this day in history. It's Constitution Day also. We're going to be giving away tickets and just so many other things. This is Carl Linda Bott, 7:11 in the morning, September the 16th, out Friday, and this is Free Fire Radio.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, September 18th.
As we bring you Mike Murphy's new science fiction audio play, Harvest Time.
If you think we're talking about the wheat harvest, think again.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries, and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Belongi Entertainment offers on-site audio and video recording, production, and rental services for family events, business-to-business connections, or client communications. From a microphone for a webcast to a multi-screen video presentation, we're your new media resource. Get a quote today at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515 on the web at BelongiEntertainment.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning here on KCNR 1460. Oh, it's Friday and we are so happy to have you with us. There we go. Love this song. Ow! Oh, yeah. Carl's out of the station right now, so I mean, he's just out in the other room, so I can do what I want to do. I'm just kidding. I love the chat pack. I hear you guys are going to have a breakfast, a country kitchen. I hope we're invited. I feel like the kids are going to be out. We have to stay home. You know, love that. Currently 57 degrees. I don't know. We just said 60. So it's one of those weird things where, you know, the daylight's coming up and it's getting cool. And if you've camped and you've been outside, you know what that means. But we're going to have a beautiful day today. And the weather shows that we are going to get up into about 86 today. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. This weekend, Chris Lauer will be out there. And, of course, Full Menu. On Friday, Saturday, Chris Lauer will be there. Saturday, Sunday's the wine tasting dinner. So it's a set menu with wines paired with each one of the dishes that are prepared specifically by John Stadelli. So you want to make your reservations. They get full, huge on the weekend, 474-5546. Also want to, hey, this day in history, did you stick your nose up in the air and say that your ancestors came over on the Mayflower? If so, you staunchly English pedigree should know on this day in the year 1620, passengers and crew set sail on the Ocean Blue from Plymouth, England. Now, what's really interesting about going down, I'll just share with a little sidebar. A girlfriend of mine, Karen, has really helped me since my dad's 80th birthday, really going through my ancestry.com. And we went back into the 16th century. It ends up that my family doesn't come from England, but my family comes from Germany, which was a huge shocker for all of us. So it's really cool to go down. You can do it too. All of us can do it. It's just amazing the records that were kept, and many of them through the churches, the English churches, the graveyards, and when they would come up from house to house and location to do you know, like surveys on who was there. So the destination was the set for the New World, and although they encountered stormy weather and treacherous seas, this hardy group of 41 men, the rest women and children, half religious dissenters and half entrepreneurs, made it to Provincetown, Massachusetts on November 21st, 1620. It's Provincetown, right?
Provincetown is correct, I believe.
Okay, I just want to make sure about that. A month later, the Plymouth Colony was founded by the passengers of the Mayflower. And so there we began I guess, part of our American history, or a big part of our American history. Okay, I have two sets of tickets here. And I think what I'm going to start off with is the Monster Trucks. The Monster Truck, you probably heard some of the commercials. This is Grave Dicker's the seven-time world champion. Tom Meents and his Maximum Destruction returned to headline this year at the Tama City Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Some of the other trucks are going to include El Toro Loco, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle King Crunch, The Patriot, and more. Friday night is Toy Truck Night, but these particular tickets, I've got two. These are Saturday. Gates open at 5. It starts at 8 p.m. So if you're going to do something that's really, you know, test somebody's mettle and take them out to, hey, we're going to the Monster Truck Show. We couldn't make it last year. We gave our tickets away to somebody who would never think would go. And they came back with a smile on their face and said, we went. It was so awesome. So first caller this morning, 605-4567, two tickets to the Monster Truck for October 1st. Those are yours, and Bob's waiting for your call. 605-4567. We have about a minute left. And I also wanted to do a shout-out to Enjoy. Last night, they took over on the spot with Linda Bott, and they had all kinds of great people on there. We just love Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta and Yvonne Mazzotta and what they do with their magazine and the counties that they represent and the stuff. They are so plugged in, and they're just great people. Also, we want to encourage you that Mash Bash is September 24th, and we'll be there at that as well. It's the night right before it's the same time as the air show, meaning that you can do the air show and the Mash Bash. And that's September 24th from 4 p.m. to midnight. It's a banquet fundraiser, and it's going to have the air Shasta Rotor and Wing and tri-tip chicken dinner, $40 a person. And, of course, that's going to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So I just wanted to take this segment to give away tickets, tell you what's going on, where we're going to be. Hope you join us. And Leanne, congratulations. You won the two monster tickets. Later on, I'm going to give two tickets away to, of course, the Masquerade Murders. We have tickets for that as well. This morning we're giving away. And also on October 1st is the Haven Humane's 4th annual Bark and Wine. This is a really fun event as well. When our friends fly in and we meet them, and you'll hear from Bill Taggart in just a moment with Carl, we just tell them every night of the week could be something really special, really happening in Redding, California. I mean, you don't have to be in San Francisco or New York. There's so much going on that's fun. So this is a wine tasting night with local vintners, special cheese tasting, hors d'oeuvres, the Lou White Trio, and a live auction. And this is called the Bark and Wine at the Red Lion Hotel. $35 a person. And, of course, the proceeds go to the Haven Humane Society. And we're happy to be a proud sponsor of that event. We're going to be there co-emceeing with Ray John. So just to let you know, again, September 24th is the Mash Bash. We're going to still be giving away some special tickets for the air show, and that will be starting next week. We're going to we've got just a few left, and I've never been, but I hear it is going to be the best year because there are first-time ever in Redding acts. And then, of course, congratulations on the Monster Ball. Monster Ball, Monster Truck. I'm going to give you a call at the break, Joanne, and let you know where we are. I'm going to take a break, and coming up, you're going to hear Bill Taggart and Carl Bott. There's a lot of stuff that, goes on that we don't really know about, and I think you're going to hear about it right here on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back. This is Linda Bott and Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl on the bot, 7:25 in the morning. It's Friday, September the 16th, 57 degrees. Can that be right? 57 degrees. Is that right, just Bob?
That is correct. It dropped, according to the reliable folks at the National Weather Service anyway, it dropped from 60 to 57 in the last half hour.
Well, you know, usually it's going up to, usually we start off right this time of the year around 70. So
well, didn't you like
bad.
The bump music? Girls just want to have fun.
Girls just want to have fun. Right. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and the chat room is up and running. You know what? If y'all want to keep things from us, you can't just put them on the chat room, because occasionally we do read. I do read slowly. My lips move, but I can see them. Yeah, I want to talk about a couple of things. First, I want to introduce a friend and a former Marine, Bill Taggart. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Well, wait a second. Wait, we have to have a... All right. Cracker Jack engineer, turn on the microphone.
Take two.
Okay.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Linda.
Oh,
good morning.
Now turn him down so you don't blot everybody's ears. This is a tough job, huh,
you know,
Bob?
What? No, you've got the phone, you've got this, you've got that. Yeah. Anyway, good
keep
morning.
Going,
Bob. So glad you could get up early and be here with us this morning.
Get up early? I thought we slept in.
Well, you know, Bill's on his way. He and his beautiful bride, Amy, are here. Not Amy. Amy is the
Lisa.
One that's calling in. Lisa.
Yes.
But somebody just held up the sign that says Amy. I'm sorry, because Amy's on the line. We'll get to her in just a second. And they're here visiting for a day because they're on their way up to Medford for a wedding. We have to do this portion with Amy. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about things that have gone on in the Marine Corps, but also where Bill works for Trigicon, which is... It provides sightings and optics to the Marine Corps and many other forces in the world. And we're going to talk about what he sees and what's going on in the world. We're going to talk about Marine the stuff too at the same time. But let's go to Amy. Hey, Amy, good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. Oh, I'm so sorry about last Friday. I got so busy, and before I know it, the day was just taking a mind of its own.
Don't worry. You have just about 2 minutes here to tell us what our tip of the week is. It's always great to hear from you.
Okay, great. Well, just like you guys are working out early in the morning, a lot of other people like to work out early in the morning, and people tend to skip breakfast, okay? So it's even important on those days that you're working out that you get something inside of you, because I need those glycogen stores or your glucose levels to be there for your energy. Now, some people say, oh, my gosh, Amy, I just can't eat anything. Try a little shake or a couple bites of fruit. But here's a little trick that you can do. The night before you're going to work out, make sure you have a nice, healthy, hearty meal as your last snack. Okay, maybe with 250 calories or less, with some good carbohydrates and maybe some good protein. And that can help carry you a little bit into the morning. So when you only can take a couple sips of that protein shake or just a couple bites of fruit, you'll still have some energy and glycogen stores left from that snack the night before.
Well, that sounds like it's a great helpful hint for the weekend, especially because we do have a tendency to sleep in and get off kilter with our Monday through Friday regime.
Yeah. Well, and I just find that a lot of people, they come in empty-stomached, and they're like, I just can't eat. So my thing is a couple bites of something. I need you to turn the metabolism on. I need you to get some energy in your body. But on the nights before you're going to work out, if you have that last snack as a healthy one, it'll help out a lot in the morning the next day.
Okay, you're listening to Amy Palko, who is nutritional and an expert trainer from Adamson's Peak Performance. We're going to take a break right here on KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street getting a boost in early trading as European policymakers gather to discuss the debt crisis there. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner suggested they leverage the bailout fund to help resolve that issue. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 55 points. Green arrows across the board. UBS is under pressure in the markets again today. Moody's is reviewing the Swiss bank for a possible ratings downgrade. The review of UBS's risk management follows the arrest of a rogue trader at the bank. UBS says its unauthorized trades will cost the bank $2 billion, and UBS warning that it will post a third-quarter loss because of those trades. And shares of Research in Motion taking a nosedive in early trading. The BlackBerry maker reported a sharp drop in profit from a year ago on weak sales of its smartphones and tablets. The company also offered a weak outlook for the current quarter. RIM also expects to hit the low end of its full-year outlook, which was already reduced. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
It's coming.
The United Way's Extreme Health Weekend, Saturday, October 1st. It kicks off at 7 a.m. Saturday with a pancake breakfast by Knights of Columbus. Lodge or take part in weightlifting competitions, CrossFit throwdown, powerlift meet, pump and run, bicycle rides, including the 100-mile century, the 60-mile metric, or the 32-mile short ride. Get your tickets now at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Other events like Zumba, a fun-filled event for all, put Reading on the map and beat the Guinness Book of World Records at 4 p.m. No experience needed. Get your tickets online at ExtremeHealthWeekend.com. Access the experts in the mini sports clinics, lacrosse, fly fishing, baseball, disc golf, rock climbing, fencing, yoga, golf, tennis, and much more. Just go to ExtremeHealthWeekend.com for clinic schedules and ticket purchases. Get in on a pasta bash by Mary's Pizza Shack Saturday at 5 p.m. followed by a sock hop. United Way's Extreme Health Weekend. Sponsored by Home Helpers, Record Searchlight, Birch Physical Therapy, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR 1460 AM.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel of Sheldon Largent Realty, and we'd like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show. Do you suddenly feel as if a code red has been called on your house?
Now, Kurt, they can't handle the truth.
Ruth, the listeners deserve the truth.
They can't handle the truth.
Yes, Ruth, they can handle the truth. Our listeners deserve it. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 for your answers to your own personal real estate code red. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz of Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. 7:35 in the morning, September the 16th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're chatting like crazy in the chat room on KCNR1460.com. Angel, Sun Gold, Max, I see Coach Bob's in there. Well, so just a number of people in there. Today, this section, portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Coffee of the month is the Caramel Cream. Special of the month is the Tuxedo. Only $3.50, hot or cold, any size. They've got a double torch lighter with a punch cigar cutter for $22.99. $7 off the regular price. And on the weekend of Big Bike Weekend, which is quickly coming here, Big Bike Weekend, they're going to have a cigar event featuring Vega Fina and Monte Cristo. And it's a fundraiser for American Veterans Traveling Tribute. $5 cover charge, to which you will receive a free cigar. It's October 6th from 6:30 to 8:30. Drinks and finger food will be provided. And, of course, 8 packs of limited edition Gurkha cigars now in stock. That's at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do a lot, so much for this community. It's discounts for veterans, community rooms for meetings. They've been doing this in our community for decades, and they do it out of the love for this community and for no other reason than that. Our guest, reintroducing Bill Taggart, retired Marine, works for a company called Trigicon now. Bill and I go back a long way, like 1982, I think. 1982, something like that.
82, right.
And we have been, and we have kind of run into each other in strange places, in the deserts and wars, and then in places where we were wearing civilian clothes, wandering around streets and airports and such. He is, like we said, he's in town tonight. He and his beautiful wife, Lisa, just came through last night, and they're on their way up to a wedding. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Corporal Dakota Myers had just received the Medal of Honor from the president yesterday. And of course, he's like all the men that have received this in the sense that I'm not a hero. I don't really deserve this. And it bothers him that others did not make it back alive. But one of the aspects of this that came out was that the rules of engagement during that battle made it so is that they could not get any air support or artillery support because of they were, quote, afraid of collateral damage to a village there, even though the insurgents they were fighting were not anywhere near the village. I'm just wondering, is that, I know they did an investigation after that, and there's some Army officers that were hammered over that, on that rules of engagement. But rules of engagement, though, in a counterinsurgency, which you are very, very familiar with, is just something that we live with because they're there for a reason.
You have to have them in today's environment. It's not World War II. You have to identify friend from foe. And the worst thing you do if you're trying to win the hearts and minds is to kill someone's wife, child. Complete backfires. You have to identify your targets. You have to be authorized to engage them.
Well, you know, we were in Iraq and Fallujah and Ramadi and those in places such like that, we had positive ID that you could be shot at and you can actually see the person shooting you. But if they drop their weapon and move into a crowd, then you don't do anything, even though that you've seen them.
That's right. Well, Fallujah was a little exception to that because they knew we were coming in. Most of the civilians, non-combatants, had left before we actually went in. And so that was kind of, if you saw them, they were probably the enemy, and they were pretty much free fired to engage at that time, but that was the exception to the rule.
Well, that was probably one of the first and last times they actually got into a set fight with Marines in the Army.
Right.
Was doing the Battle of Fallujah, and they learned not to do that after that. Trigicon, the company that you work for. What exactly is Trigicon?
Trigicon is a small family-owned business, about 260 employees, based out of Michigan. And we design, develop, manufacture optics and aiming systems for small arms. There's a commercial side for hunters, bow hunters, three-gun match people, shotgunners, skeet shooters. What I do is I work primarily, we do the military and the law enforcement and all the international. So we work with the U.S. Army, the Marine Corps, Special Operations Command, all the federal agencies, state and local law enforcement, and then anything international. The British are using our optics, the Australians, Slovenia, Finland, a lot of our NATO or friendly countries that we sell to. We have a restrictive list, which is much greater than the State Department's. We're allowed to sell to some countries that we don't just because we don't agree with their politics or their human rights. But we develop optics. They're unique because we illuminate the reticles, the aiming portion, but we don't use batteries. We use tritium, which is a hydrogen 3 isotope, and fiber optics. So it's always illuminated day or night, and you don't have to worry about batteries on off switches. They're much more reliable, combat dependable.
Yeah, I have a Trigicon scope and a hunting scope, and I have a sight post on it, and the tip of it is got the your technology. And what you can do is you can dial it up as it gets darker. If it's darker in the morning or it starts getting a little bit darker in the evening, you can dial it up so you got a much brighter aiming point right there.
Exactly.
And as you know, when you get a little bit older, that always helps. You can dial it up.
you're completely right. As we get older, eyes don't collect as much light. The muscles get weak. And it's much harder to see.
So the optics you put on, like in the Marine Corps, ACOGS.
Right.
And that stands for?
Advanced Combat Optical Gunsight.
And this where, and so they can look through their sights on rifles and...
rifles, machine guns. Yeah. The biggest thing, the Marine Corps has about 240,000 of our four-powered ACOGS on their M16 M4s. The big advantage of that is with the illuminated reticle, you can do close-quarter battle. If you engage across the room... with both eyes open, and even though it's a four-power optic, you can engage very quickly right on target, much faster than aligning front sight post, rear sight aperture, especially under startle conditions. But because it's magnified, you can look down range and identify specifically friend or foe, what is in their hand, what are they doing, who are they, and the magnification coupled with a bullet drop compensator, which is basically looks like a Christmas tree etched into the reticle. And it does ranging for you. Each little stadium line in it represents 19 inches of that distance. And 19 inches is the width of the average human. So all the Marine or the soldier needs to do is look down range, find the horizontal line that fits the shoulders, pull the trigger.
Now, what does this mean? Okay, the ACOG, you see them, you know, if you look at any photo of a Marine in combat, you'll see he's carrying a rifle. And on that dark object on top of his rifle, long rail on the top there, looks like a scope. That's the optics we're talking about. That's the ACOG. So what's that mean? It allows our Marines to be able to identify their enemy and get first-round hits on the enemy because the way the system is set up, which is so important that they're not having to spray ammunition around. It's precise shooting. And that becomes really important in a counterinsurgency, is that you don't want to just go out there and throw a lot of fire out. So this is, you know, and I've used it, and I've had a lot of Marines around me that used it, and we're sold on it, you know, and it had nothing to do with you because,
right.
if it doesn't work correctly, you know, why have it? But this, your system is really good.
Right. We're a very patriotic company. Everybody in my division, we're all former retired Marines. We have a one token soldier. But we care not about the dollar, but about bringing our guys home, getting them home safely, and winning on the battlefield. And like you said, it's improved first-round hit probability, which means you're engaging before they engage you, or you're suppressing them faster, or you're engaging them faster. So there's many advantages, from clearing a room to going out to max effect the range of the weapon, and less training. Because if you remember, any veterans out there, when you went to boot camp, you learned how to do clicks for elevation and windage and range estimation. But the fact is, you don't do that on the battlefield. Under startle conditions, you get all this chemical cocktail. You can't think clearly. You lose your fine motor movement skills. You can't determine range. If you did, you wouldn't know to be able to do the math to figure out how many clicks of elevation that is. And then physically, you couldn't put that on your optic to adjust for that distance.
With your gloves and everything. Yep,
right.
You're right.
And just under startle, your hands aren't working right. Look down range. Then after you engage, you have to go back to zero. That doesn't happen. This, put it on the fire.
Nobody does that.
Yeah. Find the line that fits, put it on, pull the trigger.
We like that. Okay, we got to take a break. That's a good last line. Put it on, pull the trigger. This is Carl Lindebaugh, our guest, Bill Taggart.
I'm talking to a fine surgeon here.
Hey, we're talking to a warrior here, yeah. Bill Taggart. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Lake Nursery. Fall is the best time of the year to plant shrubs and trees. The nights are cooler, the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and the plants get a good start. And starting Friday, September 16th, our big fall sale begins. So mark this date on your calendar because it only goes through the end of September. Take advantage of our fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 5-gallon through 24-inch box trees, 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, trees, and ground covers. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrub trees, perennials, and ground covers. We have roses and bud and bloom, crepe myrtles, verbena, and lantana. Just busting with color. We have a tasty selection of fruit trees, grapes, and berries, all on sale. Sale starts Friday, September 16th through October 2nd. We also have all your fall vegetables and fall color in stock right now. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, quarter mile from Airport Road.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 747 in the morning if you're just tuning in. It's the 16th Friday. 60 degrees here on KCNR. So glad that you're with us. Chat Pat, good morning. We love having with you. We love having you with us, and we are with you. Sunny today. Our temperature is going to be up to about 86. Mostly clear this evening with lows of 58. Sunny looks like we're going to get to be around 88. Partly cloudy on about 59. Looks like we got a great weekend ahead of us. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, our guest today, Bill Taggart, is in visiting, works for Trigicon. In fact, he's head of all their military, international, and I think police operations and sales. And we've been talking about the Trigicon product, you know, and the ACOG, only because I wanted people out in our audience here to understand what this is. These are the optics they're putting on our sons and daughters' weapons.
And police,
but I'm talking, you know, specifically our sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, and mothers and fathers. In many cases, that gives them an edge in a fight. And if you've been in a fight, whether it's a fist fight or a big fight, Having the edge makes all the difference in the world if you've got confidence in your weapons and your equipment. So, but Bill, you travel all over the world and you deal with a lot of different groups of people. The threats facing the United States right now. And you and I have talked about it, but what do you think is one of the major threats facing us right now?
Well, the economy. I don't know if I can say a personal opinion, but I think our government is a threat. domestic terrorism, we hear it. We know that the Department of Homeland Security is doing many things that a lot of us don't see. Seem to be preparing for something. Don't know exactly what. Of course, there's China, North Korea, Iran, all the major players people talk about. But it's a very dangerous world and very dynamic. And we're not sure of everything. We can't tell the future, of course, but there's going to be a lot of small things as well as the major things out there.
One of the things that we discussed was, when Russia went down, we knew right then that we were going to have a number of wars as people were. And a good example, Yugoslavia. When that went down, they broke into Croatia, Serbia, Bosnia, huge fights there, many people killed. Look at the Middle East right now, things are coming apart that way, more unrest in the world. And at the same time, we're looking at cutting our defense budget. I've already cut it $400 billion. If they can't come up with something, they could cut another $500 billion out of the defense budget. And if they do that, the whole Defense Department changes. Panetta has said if you do that, it'll destroy what we know. It'll have such a significant impact on our Defense Department in the sense of procuring future weapon systems for having enough people on the ground. And the number of people that will put out of work that supports the defense establishment will be close to 1 million people, which will move the unemployment rate from 9.1 to 10.1 with just that move if they don't come up with something before these automatic cuts come into place.
It'd be very silly if they do this for several reasons. One is not just to buy new equipment, but the sustainment of the current equipment. I mean, we buy vehicles, trucks, Humvees, weapon systems, communication systems, under a peacetime mindset, whether we mean to do it or not, but we've been at war for 10 years. Everything is used up. The tanks are done. The Bradleys are done. The Humvees are done. The guns are done. This stuff needs to be replaced. And just to get us up to standard par, everything is used up because of 10 years of war. And we're not talking about procurement future technologies. And what a lot of people don't understand is the government acquisition process isn't just to get good equipment in the end user's hands. It's to sustain the U.S. economy, to generate business, to keep businesses going. And that would be really silly, really stupid if we do reduce the defense budget even more for many reasons.
Well, I just saw is that the Senate committee voted to put a hold on the budget, which meant that the raise of the military, that 1.6% raise is going away. Everything's on hold right now until they can try and figure this stuff out. Linda, you're getting ready to say something? Okay, let's go to Greg on the phone.
Hey, Carl and Linda, and interesting conversation. I had a fear that when the USSR went down that we would be swatting at gnats all over the place around the world and might even be a worst-case scenario with things, and now we're contemplating cutting back our military. Not a good time for that.
Well, the funny thing is we're talking about this all at one time, and the Chinese launch their very first aircraft carrier. What are we thinking of here? We don't have as many ships in our fleet as we did in 1916. Yeah.
Wanted to let you folks know tomorrow is Constitution Day, and Tim Pappas and I have a class that we are conducting at Shasta College on the Constitution. It's a day-long seminar. Shasta College downtown, north end of the old mall, from 8:30 in the morning till 5 in the evening. It's based upon the National Center for Constitutional Studies curriculum by Dr. Cleon Skousen. But Tim and I have put our own modern, updated, current events twist on it to hopefully make the Constitution applicable to modern day. And so we are encouraging people to turn out for that.
And where's that going to be at, Greg?
That's going to be Shasta College downtown. It's right down the street from where your station is located.
So that's right.
going to be on the second floor. Contact information is Sue Ann at 722-9726 for folks that are interested in either further information about it or tickets, reservations. We would appreciate the contact.
Great. Okay. Well, Greg, thanks a lot. Thanks for your phone call, and I hope you have a great event tomorrow. It's Constitution Day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, great.
Take care.
You bet. Thank you. We got to take a quick. I think we've missed a break here, haven't we, Bob? Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. We're going to finish up here with Bill Taggart, retired Marine warrior and entrepreneur.
River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the final fight of the year, Five Knuckle Showdown. This final bout of the MMA cage fighting series is at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting. These are sure to be the best cage fights of the year in the North State. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 8th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that Wind River Casino continues to bring you. This extreme event sells out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't miss the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on October 8th. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again with the final fight of the year. Five Knuckle Showdown cage fights at Wind River Casino. Presented by Rogue Fights. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:57 in the morning. Here, our guest, Bill Taggart, is a friend of mine that rolled into town, retired Marine, is an entrepreneur working for a great company that provides great equipment for our Marines and other military. We were just talking about how you see each other in the military, and you know we'd work together in early 80s, and then into the 90s we saw each other again. Yeah, oh, 80s and then 90s during Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when he had a force reconnaissance, which is a force recon in the Marine Corps is equivalent to the SEALs and Special Forces and such, and the other services. And one of the things, during the battle there, last time I saw So Bill was, he was taken off on a ship with a couple of platoons.
Right.
And he was attacking into Kuwait by himself from the coast. I'm not exactly sure how that was going to happen because we were going around the other end with in the dune buggies heading the other way. But it was a fun time. And then the next time I saw you was in Baghdad.
In Baghdad.
As soon as it was declared we've won. The war's over, or whatever that declaration was in 2003.
Right.
We run into each other there, where you were doing a security at an airport. You were doing you were checking out so they could open it up again.
Right. I was still at Trigicon, but I'd taken a leave. They kept me on the payroll, but I went for a little bit and worked for a security company, which we were contracted by State Department to do some security assessments for ORHA, Office of, or I forget what it stands for, Rehabilitation. For the Iraqi government.
Yeah.
So we were checking out routes and places and airfield security, that type of thing.
Well, really glad that you're on today, Bill. And we'll see, you know, of course, after the show we'll get together here. But Bill Taggart, and coming up is Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank, and we are going to talk the economy.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. As Congress keeps investigating the $500 million loan to now bankrupt solar panel maker Solyndra, there's another issue rising up on Capitol Hill involving another company and a general's testimony. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, he may have been pressured into softening his words, but he didn't.
The Light Squared Network would effectively jam vital GPS receivers.
Air Force General William Shelton in testimony before the House Armed Services Committee yesterday. Fox News has learned Shelton told another panel behind closed doors he was pressured into being not so harsh on Light Squared, but did not say by whom. Now, LightSquared's a company trying to build a nationwide 4G cell phone network, despite concerns it interferes with a worldwide GPS system. Dave, LightSquared denies any suggestion it received favorable treatment.
Rich, there's new battling today in two of Gaddafi's final strongholds in Libya. As we learn, President Obama will meet with Libya's newly forming government in New York next week on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. In Syria, more deadly attacks on protesters. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yes, Syrian troops shooting dead at least 17 people in protests across the country, activists say. In Syria's capital, too. Protesters were on the streets today chanting they want the president executed. Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad cast those protesters as criminals. He has made some concessions, but even Syria's ally Iran this week urged Damascus to press ahead with further reforms, Dave.
Alistair, more people out of work. Unemployment rose in 26 states last month, up to 13.4% in Nevada, the highest in the nation. The rate fell in 12 states, unchanged in a dozen others. Instead of teaching, they're out picketing in Tacoma, Washington again.
We have the amazing support from the community. They're backing us all the way.
Though some parents are angry, 28,000 students are not in school a fourth straight day as teachers defy a judge's order to go back to class, ruling their strikes illegal. The judge meets with both sides again today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life, had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts and live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Get $15 off orders of $90 or more, or $25 off orders of $125 or more at advanceautoparts.com. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
An American and two Russians are back on Earth, but it wasn't an easy return from the International Space Station.
That's a great news.
Space officials say the Soyuz capsule made a safe, delayed return to the Kazakh steppe with three astronauts on board, but not without rattling some nerves due to a break in communications for several minutes. Station commander Mike Fossum found humor in the situation after being told the capsule landed safely on its side.
There's a lot of advantages to landing on your side. You don't have to hoist yourself all the way up through that hatch.
Three other crew members remain at the International Space Station and are due to return in November. In Moscow, Jessica Gallagher, Fox News Radio.
Vice President Biden's in Pennsylvania today looking at all that flood damage last week from the rain of Tropical Storm Lee's remnants, pledging the resources of the federal government. The final evacuees from that giant wildfire near Austin, Texas, now back in their homes, the ones that didn't burn down, and they're resuming their normal lives.
Fire wiped out more than 1,500 of their homes, but the people of Bastrop, Texas, still turned out for the start of high school football.
Get their minds off of what's going on here for the past 2 weeks and concentrate on football for about 3 hours.
Bastrop booster Ren Wickliffe, 11 players and 2 coaches were among those who lost their homes.
We just wish that they have a good game and they come back from this.
Stephanie Puente's son, Trey, plays for Bastrop High. First responders were honored in an emotional halftime ceremony last night. And yes, Bastrop High won the game. The Bears beat San Marcos 48-23. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, nothing going. The Dow down just 3 points. Paul McCartney has learned. Well, now the former Beatle has a new love, and he's ready to tie the knot a third time. McCartney and fiancée Nancy Chevelle will get married at the London Town Hall, where he married Linda in 1969. She died of cancer 13 years ago. McCartney's second marriage to Heather Mills ended in a costly divorce. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabot. 8:05 in the morning. It's Friday, September the 16th. Hey, we've made it through another week, at least so far. We've still got another hour. Who knows what will happen? Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat pack, as many have. And I am still getting harassment from Sharon about pinning down people concerning Ron Paul. So I assume Ron Paul is a candidate. Is that who you're talking about? Just kidding, Sharon. Don't come through the lines at me.
I just love looking at the news and seeing what's happening. And the first, you know, of all this political stuff that hits me, here's this cute little picture of a dog that is a surrogate mom to rare white tiger cubs. No, is that cool? No, okay, 60 degrees currently. If you're just tuning in to KCNR, we're so happy to have you with us this Friday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend and a great day. We're looking at temperatures that are going to be about 86. And, you know, next week really officiates the beginning of fall. So, again, 8:06 in the morning. Happy to have Eric Woodstrom, who is, oh, gosh, you know, your title. I always want to say you're the big chief, the man, the big man on campus, the guy who runs Five Star Bank. And you guys are branching out all over the place. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
And we encourage you at this point, if you're thinking and you're worried about something financially, you're thinking about your accounts, you're wondering what to do, this is the beauty of having a local radio where you've got your local banker who is right in the smack in the middle of it. You're not only seeing what's happening in Shasta County, you guys are branching out to other counties as well.
Right. Yep. Last night we had our grand opening of our new office in Elk Grove. It's our fifth office in the last 10, 12 years. So it brings us up to, you know, we've got a number of offices in the Sacramento area. We've got our Redding office. We've got a Placer County office. And so we're growing.
Let's talk about I think this is something that we talk about a lot here. Five Star Banks, what's your mission statement?
Our mission is to provide, banking services, financial services to individuals and small businesses, primarily in the Northern California area, help you as a business person be successful in your own business.
Well, you know, and we have to mention this, if people don't already know it, is that we got our small business loan. through Five Star Bank, just so everybody know that. And that
they help believe in us.
They believe in us.
Just this little old married couple that wanted to buy a radio station, and you believed in us, and we've been able. And it takes a team.
Yes,
you
it
don't
does.
Do anything alone. No. It takes a team.
I remember the first question. Well, what exactly is a radio station do? And we kind of all looked at each other and said, "Well, I'll have that for you in our next meeting."
There you go.
That's where we were at.
Still figuring it out.
We've got to before we take our break. We're going to go to Wells Fargo for our Business Minute with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. Options expirations may be adding volatility to trading today as the major averages struggle to remain positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 7 points, 11,440. The S&P 500 is off fractionally at 1208, and the Nasdaq Composite is up fractionally at 2607. Turning to active stocks on the big board, Bank of America is down 16 cents, trading at $7.17. GE is positive 11 cents at $16.19 per share, and Pfizer's down a dime, trading at $18.39. Turning to local stocks of interest, North Valley Bank is up a nickel at $9.05. AT&T is positive 13 cents at $28.66, and Bank of Commerce is down a penny at $3.31. Taking a look at commodities, gold is up $13.30 an ounce at $1,794.70. Silver's positive 92 cents at $40.42. While crude oil is down $1.53, trading at $87.87 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. Like I said, I'm always amazed how the updates can change in just an hour. We've got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Eric Wittstrom, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about how the European economy can have a severe, why the European economy can have a severe impact on us right here at home, and some other economic effects that seem to be affecting us. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 8:14 in the morning, September the 16th, a Friday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care, Dr. Joseph Leah, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Phone number is 223-2325. On-site lab. Been in the business here for 20 years. He's our optometrist of choice. You know what? Even when times are tight, you need to have your eyes checked. Joe Leah is the man to do that. He takes personal interest, personal care of people. His staff is a very caring, professional staff. And if you're worried, gosh, I don't know about insurance, give him a call, 223-2325. He's going to work with you. He wants to make sure your eyes are taken care of you and everyone in your family, all ages. Advantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325.
Dr. Joseph Leah, before we go into some great topics here, we're talking about Europe and how it's handling the how it's affecting us here in America. I do want to. I promised that I was going to give tickets away, and so of course, starting this September 17th, the opening night, which is tonight, which I'm very excited for. These Bill and Lisa Collins wrote and directed this special show. It's called The Masquerade Murders. It goes through October 15th, but we have two tickets to give to you now. It's media. Our media night is September 30th. I have two tickets for you to come get. And the way it works is you come here to the studio, you pick up your complimentary pass, you take it over to the Cascade Theater. They will then give you two tickets for the evening's performance. That's September 30th. Two tickets to the Masquerade Murder, wonderful Riverfront Playhouse show. It's going to be, there's going to be some music. It's going to be a lot of fun. First caller, 605-4567. We'll get you those two tickets.
Okay, our guest, Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank. We're talking, we're going to talk economics and what's going on with our economy. I mean, it's, here's just a little aside for me.
Sure.
Is that we've got a major Democratic district in New York.
Yes.
Major Democratic district in New York. Have not sent a Republican to Congress since like 1935 or 37, something like that. They had an open election. They had a Democrat that was running with experience, running against a businessman, a Republican, who was a novice. A novice has never run for office before. And he clobbered him. He clobbered him in a district where it was 3-1 Democrats registered over Republicans. Now, there was one reason, I believe, for this. The economy.
The economy. I think the message that the business people, the business community brings as they enter the political arena is just more of a pragmatic approach. Let's fix a problem. We've got it. We definitely have a large economic problem. We listen to the debate in Washington and in Sacramento on how to fix it, and we listen. But the people that know how to invest capital, make money, and reinvest in people and capital and grow are not sitting in the seats of power. They're out running businesses, whether it's in New York or in California or wherever they may be. And I think the message that they bring, just a direct approach to fixing a significant economic problem. We're spending more than we're making. Business people deal with that every day, getting back in line, with bringing in revenue sufficient to pay their expenses. And I think that's a pretty straightforward message. I think that sells well, and I think we all hope that our politicians can bring that back to our economy.
Well, I think it is. I think it was just that people are saying, wait, we're in deep trouble here, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. That we need somebody, and I'm not even saying the policies are going to change dramatically, but you need somebody that's going to have leadership and gives people a chance that they believe that. Oh, I really, truly am going to help you with this, and I am going to reach out to everybody.
Right, and in the business community too, they're used to taking risks. They're used to putting their personal assets at risk to
to grow their company, be more successful, and so they're willing to take political risks too when they get into office for doing something that they know is right or can help fix a problem.
Well, so goes the story of the originator of Five Star Bank. Yes. Is a group of people out of the Sacramento area who helped develop most of, when you go to some of the places, and now you have these banks, but they thought, let's do something to help the small businessman.
Yep. So let's focus on the small businessman and the banking needs of investors and businesses, let's do a really good job of helping people create wealth.
So there's the old school, which is great. There's really an old school mentality with, your brother helping your brother. And I really believe that with the core of my being about your business you're with, bank, Five Star Bank. But also, let's talk about the fact that we are, being in California, are having to somewhat change with the times, meaning that Carl was sharing a statistic with, who Bill was on earlier, and they live in West Virginia, that by the year, I think it's 2024, we are all going to have to be 30% green solar emissions.
30% of our.
And so you guys recently helped a solar company to get going.
We have an initiative internally to reach out to the growing energy efficiency movement, if you will. We support a number of different kind of green energy trade groups, and we've helped a number of businesses get off the ground in the solar arena in energy efficiency. And in some of the alternative energy fields, we recently financed. I guess the one that hit the paper was a solar field that was down in the Mather Air Force Base. It was put out there to produce electricity, and it's been very successful. We're working with a company out of the Santa Rosa area that it's called Y Green. It's just kind of hitting its work. It's working politically right now in Washington and in California with what was Assembly Bill 811 has passed 4 or 5 years ago, but allows homeowners to invest in energy efficiency, whether that's anything from new insulation to solar energy and alternative energy for themselves personally, and it provides a funding mechanism so that the homeowner doesn't have to put any money out immediately for it. And we're working closely with them to kind of bring that to market too. And so there's a lot of kind of exciting things happening in alternative energy. It's a mandate. We can't get away from
it. Even though the rest of the nation is backing off.
No, but I think we need to be, meaning Carl and Linda Bott, we need to take our home and we need to guinea pig on with this program and share it with others, our process. It's the way that we have to make the changes. We're going to take a break here. Eric Wittstrom's our guest, KCNR 1460.
Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Rayleigh's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
This is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us September 24th and 25th for
Air Show 2011. Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Vaught. 8:25 in the morning, September the 16th, 605-4567 is our phone number, and you can chat with us at kcnr1460.com or online. Our guest, Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank. The European economy is coming apart, it appears. Yeah. The Germans have the money, but nobody else does, and the Germans aren't acting like they're going to loan. The Chinese say they may or may not buy bonds from Italy, and it seems like we've got some banks like in France that are kind of really worried about the Greeks reneging on their ability.
Well, the French banks certainly have more exposure than anybody else to Greece. They lent heavily into it, and they're teetering. I think with the Greek default and without a good restructure with the Greece debt, the French banks will need to be supported by their government. I think the German banks and some of the British banks see that and have kind of shied away. They don't want to dive into that soup, so to speak. And so there's a lot of unsettlement in the European economy. What that means for us usually means that investment dollars move to the U.S. keeps our interest rates low, strengthens our dollar, which is good in some respects, but not so good in other respects for the economy. It makes our exports more expensive to those that are buying. But I think we sometimes don't see what's going on in Europe day to day, but there's some significant economic pressures over there, and they're not being solved. While a lot of the European companies came together over the last decade to support the euro and the European consortium trying to build a financial power, I think that's coming apart. There's some that are saying that we may see the end of the euro in the next 12 to 24 months.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the phones. Yeah. We have a caller. John, welcome to the program. Do you have a question for Eric?
Good morning, Linda. Yes, I do. Good morning, Carl. Bad Bob.
Morning.
And hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Listen, it's already being discussed here, but the world economy obviously is flailing around like a swimmer out of air in the middle of a lake. We here in the United States in Congress have just recently undergone an argument about increasing the debt ceiling in order to continue to operate on borrowed money. It's estimated that if we continue at the current rate by 2024, every single nickel that the government brings in taxes and other revenues will be used to pay the interest on the loans that we have outstanding to foreign countries. How do you see this thing concluding? What, I mean, best and worst scenarios, what do you see the world economy winding up with in 10, 15 years?
Wow.
I know. It's a tough one, isn't it? But no, it's one we all have to look at.
Yeah, that's a really big question. I think that, I think we'll see... I do think we'll see a breakdown in the euro, in the European markets. The collaboration they've had over the last 10, 15 years is, it's kind of breaking along country lines, if you will. And if you look over history, that's happened several times in Europe. I think that what that means to us is, a strengthening dollar. Our economy is poor right now, and you're absolutely right. We have a very, very high level of debt. We need to have some fundamental changes in, there's two ways to reduce debt. One is to increase revenue, and the other is to reduce spending. And
Or a combination.
And really, that's probably, my opinion is that it's a combination. I think that reduced spending is an important part of it, but we need to increase the revenue side. And the way that we've successfully increased the revenue side in the past is by, investing, allowing people to invest in their companies, reducing tax rates so that they can reinvest more and then create more jobs, create more revenue. Corporations grow and build and create more revenue, therefore they can pay more taxes. Not increase rates, but increase revenue.
You know, sadly, Eric...
It
has seemed to me that we have always relied on a wartime military-type economy to bring us out of these recession depressions. It's not working anymore. That's what LBJ found out with Vietnam. Do you really think that there is a valid opportunity for us to pull out of this morass that we're in?
We'll take that, on the other side.
Okay.
We're going to take a break here.
That's
all right, John. KCNR 1460, we'll be back after these messages.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. At least 17 people were killed in the latest round of anti-government demonstrations in Syria, thousands again calling for Bashar Assad to leave power. The UN estimates the protests, which have come to a head on Fridays for 7 months, have led to 2,600 deaths. Assad's government says it's about half that. Among those joining the chorus of calls for reforms, the government in Iran. A Texas man convicted of the 1995 murder of two people had his execution called off by the U.S. Supreme Court. Dwayne Buck's case is being reviewed over a remark about race.
His lawyers don't say he's innocent, but they do say some testimony at the trial influenced the jurors unfairly to choose the death penalty. A psychologist testified that black people are more likely to commit murder.
Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor in Washington. Buck could have been taken to the death chamber yesterday. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Here we go.
Linda Scott on the spot. Linda Scott on the spot. Hey, hey. Linda Scott on the spot. Linda Scott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hey, dude, what are we waiting for?
I'm looking for my glasses.
Glasses? Your sunglasses, eyeglasses, goggles?
No, my Wiley X climate control glasses.
Before you head out on your next road trip, don't forget your Wiley X climate control eyewear from Advantage Eye Care. Wiley X has removable facial cavity seals, creating a cocoon around the eyes. This means that for millions of people who suffer from dry eye or who have had LASIK surgery, these glasses will lock out the heat, wind, and debris that can irritate or dry out sensitive eyes. High velocity protection for the open road. Pick up your pair today at Advantage Eye Care. Also available in prescription. They take the time, you see the difference. Mention this ad and you get 15% off your Wiley X eyewear. Advantage Eye Care, located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1, or call 223-2325. That's 223-2325.
Hi, this is Erin Ryan.
And this is Elizabeth Woodward.
We bring We the People Radio to you every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here on 1460 AM. This program is dedicated to the voice of the formerly silent majority in areas of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. Sunday morning, we will be listening to
John from NFIB. Let's find out how the government's policies are affecting small business. Very important show. Tune in.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Our guest this morning is Eric Woodstrom with Five Star Bank. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I believe they're on vacation this week. We'll be back next week, though. But discounts to veterans, take a step back in time, Man's Last Stronghold, and they do so much for our community. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I go there. Bad Bob goes there. A lot of people we know go there to get their haircut because it's just a great time.
So, Eric, at the break, we were talking about the fact that, you know, of course, in the headlines, Bank of America is letting go. It's either 30 or 33, somewhere in there,
thousands of people, small
jobs.
Town.
Yes. And what happened? How come?
Most of these job losses are a result of their acquisition of Countrywide 3 or 4 years of Countrywide Mortgage, which was the largest home mortgage company. And a lot of these are as a result of that, either directly or because of the financial impact that's had on B of A. B of A acquired Countrywide and Merrill Lynch in 08 and early 09 through, you know, when we had the devastating drop in the Dow. We had some significant stress on our economy. Lehman Brothers went under. And they kind of had a shotgun wedding where they picked up Countrywide and Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch has worked out relatively well for them, but the Countrywide acquisition has cost them billions of dollars, and they're continued to struggle through lawsuits with not only privately but civil lawsuits, but with the government on mortgage and the foreclosure mess, and they're losing money. Their stock is being hammered. There's some risk that they're undercapitalized. I think we had Warren Buffett come in a couple weeks ago and put some money into them to try and help support them. That kind of gave a temporary fix, but it didn't give a long-term fix. And B of A is on the ropes. I think they're having a tough time.
Well, we were talking just a few months back about how many people were complaining with the fact that the a couple of things that were going on with Bank of America, one of which is that if you were to, they were increasing the fact that if you had a checking account, and really not really kind of notifying you, but not really, it lost its human touch.
Yes.
The fact that you would go in and use your bank card and there was a double charge that all of a sudden occurred. And so you and I were talking about this, or we were talking about this in the program before. What is it that, how can you guys get away from not having to do that?
Well, the large banks have moved because their revenue has been reduced through different legislative actions that that controlled some of the profits they can make through changes in the markets. Their revenue is reduced, so they're looking for other ways to make revenue. One way to do it is by increasing their charges. They're increasing their charges on checking accounts, per item charges, using your debit card. Some are coming out with, if you walk in the branch, you know, it's going to cost you some money. And the large banks have done that and feel that they can push that on to the consumer, to their customers, and create their profitability. Now, a lot of us are smaller banks. We're looking at that and saying, well, that's fine. We don't make our money on service charges. We make our money on lending money out at a higher rate than we can borrow, and we make it on the interest spread, the difference in that. And so the larger banks have gotten away from making significant money on spread. They made it on fees. And so it's kind of a difference between the smaller community banks and the large multinational banks
and
how they make money. And the philosophy. You know, we try and treat every customer like they're when they're in front of us, they're the best. That's the only thing on our mind. And the large banks don't take that approach anymore.
We need to, when we take a break, I would like to come back and ask the question about, you know, how much is guaranteed? Yeah. A lot of people
the FDIC insurance.
The FDIC. People are worried about, especially people who have 401ks or trying to get out. What do they do if they inherit money or they sell some properties? How much is it? What do I do with this money? How much is guaranteed if we have a collapse? Would you answer that when we come
Absolutely.
Back? Okay, we're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindenbaugh, Free Fire Radio.
Want to go to Wind River, but you don't want to miss the game. We know that, and that's why we gave you the best of both worlds with our recently opened Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Now, between bingo and blackjack, you can grab a bite and check out the game at Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. We've got everything you need to be the entertainment guru for your group, starting with the early bird happy hour from 8 to 10 a.m., afternoon happy hour from 4 to 6, and sports on TV all day long. Now, we didn't forget about the ladies. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge has live music one weekend a month and a kicking DJ on all the other weekends. So while you're having a frosty cold one, she can boot, scoot, and boogie all night long. Don't worry, guys, you can still see the TVs from the dance floor. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge is plush, comfortable, and classy, but not stuffy, so you can enjoy a great atmosphere and friendly people. After all, isn't that what you're here for? Perfect for your friends, your boss, your family, anyone who wants to enjoy a classic sports bar. Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge at Wind River. Log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank Advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Money. So it's not Monday yet, though.
That was money, not Monday.
Oh, money. Oh, that's
and you like ABBA. Yeah. Currently 64 degrees here on KCNR. We're looking at a temperature today of 87. The weather's always brought to you in Samuel Vineyards. Our special guest this morning is Eric Woodstrom, who is the president of Five Star Bank, our favorite place to go. We were talking about what happens. There's a percentage with the, what's it called again?
FDIC insurance.
The FDIC insurance. And many, has it changed? What is an individual guaranteed?
An individual is guaranteed on a basic account $250,000. So in the event that bank fails, the first $250,000 is guaranteed by the government to be paid. And from a practical matter, the first 8 or 9 years of my life, I worked for the federal government, the U.S. Treasury, as a bank examiner. We went into banks and examined them, and from time to time we had to close a couple of them. This was back in the early, mid-'80s. From a practical matter, the government has always paid 100%, even though they haven't had an obligation to. And the way they do that is they work an agreement when a bank fails for another bank to acquire it and acquire their deposits and then inherit the risks with it, and they pay out. And in the couple times that the bank has truly been liquidated, the government has written a check. They'll close the bank on Friday and they'll write a check on Monday. So your money, if you have a bank that fails, is not locked up for a long period of time. Never has been. Now, but we have people that have more than $250,000 liquidity. They inherited money. They're getting money moving money from a 401k into an IRA. And so they may have more than $250,000. They should be aware of what their coverage is. There are ways to structure your account ownership between a husband and wife, in a family trust, to increase that $250,000 coverage. You can increase it. Generally, a husband and wife can increase it properly structured up to $750,000 by putting in the family trust and then having themselves as the beneficiaries. Or having their kids as beneficiaries and can count all those together. It's a little complicated, but there's a pretty clear website attachment to the FDIC website that you can go through yourself and determine how to maximize your coverage. And then we do a lot of that at the bank too. We have a customer will come in and say I don't want to have to think about my bank and whether it's going to make money or not or fail. We hear all the crises that are going on. How can I rest assured that I'm covered by FDIC insurance? And we can sit down with them and go through their own individual needs and make sure that they're covered by FDIC, even if they have more than $250,000.
Okay. I'm looking at when I look at the businesses and such. We see businesses opening up in Reading. We were just told the other day that it's something like one business a day leaves California or fails in California. I think it's Assembly Logue was telling us that when they were trying to figure out ways of keeping business here in California and in the North State. What are you seeing here in the North State? And you all are into the business side of it.
Yeah, we're seeing
Is there bright lights here someplace?
There's lights. I don't know how bright they are, but there are definitely lights on, and there are people that have made it through the rough 2008, 2009 times and have sat on the sidelines and said, no, we need to do something. We need to start a business. We need to expand our business. We need to grow. We're profitable. We've been retaining capital, and we feel that now is the time to, you know, expand and grow. And now, well, businesses are not expanding and growing like we have seen in robust economic times. There are those that have survived and have remained profitable are doing that, and we're working with a number of them on financing, both, you know, building expansion, business expansion into new markets, into new and product innovation. So we're seeing some of that. There's also some strong efforts to collaboratively with the Shasta College and Simpson University and some of the economic groups in town to, you know, develop more green type businesses, less impact on the environment. There's an incubator and an entrepreneurial boot camp going on for small businesses that are working on computer software applications and helping them through the business part of it. They've got a good idea. Now, how do we bring that good idea so we can be profitable and get it out to market? And so there's some efforts in the community to do that. And we've been involved in helping sponsor that and helping provide advice on banking and finance and how to manage their money through that process. So there are some initiatives locally towards revitalizing our economy, changing it from what has been a resource-based economy, which will probably never be again, to more of a service-based and a kind of an entrepreneurial approach to making money.
Well, I think, you know, something is, the changes have got to be dramatic in many ways. They've got to be dramatic because we're in dramatic times. And I hate, we're talking about the Bank of America, turning loose that many. But, there's always a chance that Bank of America might even have even more problems like that.
I think, and they will. There's a number of, they have a lot of international. They're one of the largest international exposures of our major banks. And not only locally here in the mortgage or domestically in the mortgage field, but worldwide they've got a lot of exposure.
And it's funny, we got to take a break here, but it's funny too when I see disabled veterans losing their homes, and yet the banks that they owe the money to are still taking home that $100 million, at the top levels, or money very at the top levels on this, and they're obviously making money, at least for these people, but yet we're putting disabled veterans out of their homes. There's something wrong here. And when we got into this 2 years ago or 3 years ago, all this money flowed, it was to fix this. It was to make sure that people can be taken care of. And yet I don't see that. And the number of foreclosures going up more, unemployment going up every week. I mean, it's just, There's got to be a dramatic change. There's got to be something that just says, okay, we can fix this. And it's not war. And that's true. It's not war. It's because we've been at war for 10 years.
Right.
On the cheap in many ways, but we can't continue like this. But yet I don't believe that we are at that point where we're just getting ready to go over the edge either. So anyway, paraphrasing what you said and other people have said. Got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Doug with Gold Lake Nursery. Fall is the best time of the year to plant shrubs and trees. The nights are cooler, the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and the plants get a good start. And starting Friday, September 16th, our big fall sale begins. So mark this date on your calendar because it only goes through the end of September. Take advantage of our fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 5-gallon through 24-inch box trees, 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, trees, and ground covers. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrub trees, perennials, and ground covers. We have roses in bud and bloom, crepe myrtles, verbena, and lantana. just busting with color. We have a tasty selection of fruit trees, grapes, and berries, all on sale. Sale starts Friday, September 16th through October 2nd. We also have all your fall vegetables and fall color in stock right now. We're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, quarter mile from Airport Road.
Legendary grave digger and seven-time world champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires present the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on grave digger and maximum destruction. Plus those insane quad racers. Truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Co. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220. Or go online to rvmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. It's 8:55 in the morning, December the 16th. Yeah, it's our last segment here before the weekend. We've got some great weekend shows, of course. Gert Largent, we've got Let's Sell It with Ronnie and Dave.
Aren't they doing like a big flea market tomorrow?
No, they were, but
okay.
Not anymore. They
All
were,
right.
That was something else
they
that
had
that happened. I think they postponed that someplace. Nancy Sutton Pierce, of course, Boomer Tech, and Sunday, We the People.
Trudy
Dr. Doug Craig, you know, Wake Up Call, always a great show. A Don Shulman show, a new theater, new radio theater, and Sovereign Minds. Great programming. And by the way, we're expanding the program on the weekend programming. We're right now getting ready to do that.
You just think it's wonderful
local
to be able to have local programming here. And speaking of local.
Yeah, Eric Wickstrom.
We love you guys. We feel like we're walking into, I always call it like Cheers. Everybody knows your name. You feel really special. You walk in. It's this really groovy, small bank with the big heart, and you guys make things happen. So, you know, Eric Woodstrom and Five Star Bank. And before the break, I know we were talking about something specific here, that if you are thinking of wanting to open a business or expand, sometimes they say it's during the trying times in our country,
yep,
you take your chances.
Right. Well, and that's what we're seeing is businesses now that are thinking, now's the time to, we've made it through the tough times, we've got a little bit of capital, what can we do to position ourselves to be successful going forward? And I think, you know, the first step is to take stock of what you have. You know, how's your business doing? What capital do you have? What sort of liquidity and excess cash flow, and what are you trying to accomplish? Where do you want to be in 3 to 5 years, and 10 years, and 15 years? And then sit down with your banker, with your accountant, and talk about what you can reasonably do to execute on your strategy, whether it's opening a new business, whether it's expanding your existing business. I think that to have a confidential source to go to and talk about what your plans are, to bounce ideas off, to talk about ways to finance the growth, and come up with a way that works within your means is valuable. And most businesses, and there's a lot of publicly available resources too through the Small Business Resource Center and the universities. But I think the first thing to do is come up with your plan, figure out what's worked in the past and what you want to do in the future, and then sit down with your banker, your local banker, and your accountant, and say, what can we reasonably do? And come up with a plan that allows you to reinvest in yourself and in your business to create wealth. I mean, at the end of the day, what we're all trying to do is create wealth so that we can enjoy life. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. And, I think small business is the backbone, certainly, of our economy. And it's the backbone of the economy in our country. And supporting small business and having small business become successful is our road to getting back on track.
You guys have been very generous in the community as well.
Yes.
Underwriting, course, some of the things at Turtle Bay and some of the exhibits. But there's a couple other things that you've recently reached out to underwrite.
We help a lot of different nonprofit groups, and we help a lot of different things in the community. I mean, I think the community is very good to us, and one of our obligations to the community is to give back to it. And some of it, is pretty vocal, and some of it's not very, very visible. But I think it's important for us to do that. Like you said, we heavily support Turtle Bay and some of the programs down there, bringing programs for kids. We're looking at 2012 and some of the and what program we're going to help support down there. We support a lot of the youth activities, the Ducky Derby that's coming up. Reading East Rotary helps initiate that, but that raises about $250,000 in our community, and it gives back to youth programs, and we heavily support that and some of the other different events that are going on.
Well, we appreciate that, and we appreciate a lot of our community, many of the businesses in our community. Are here to support. And that's one of the things we talked about yesterday, is how much we like being here.
We got to stick together. Yeah.
Because everybody reaches out, and everybody does a lot to support our community. So we're very, very much up on that. And we appreciate you coming in.
My pleasure.
And giving us an update on the economy and what you think is happening, what can be done.
What's happening in banking.
I really think it's paramount here. This next year is going to be huge.
This is going to be a big year. This is a transitional year.
That's right.
We've kind of sorted through some problems, and I think those that have come out of it are going to come out the other side stronger.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, it's going to be a big year.
It is.
Thank you, Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank.
Next Monday, we're going to have the cancer awareness people, and then Sylvia Milliken is going to be talking about getting together when we're talking about what's going on with the forest roads.